ABC Radio Australia.
There are concerns that a new free trade deal between tiny Pacific nations and Australia and New Zealand, which will reduce tariffs on a range of products including tobacco and processed foods, will exacerbate the region's non-communicable disease crisis. As we've reported on Pacific Beat before, the long-awaited PACER Plus is set to come into effect in a little over 3 weeks' time, and it's meant to create jobs, lift living standards, and boost economic growth. Not everyone is on board, though. Fiji and PNG have refused to sign on to the deal, while only eight small Pacific nations have so far ratified it, along with Australia and New Zealand. Here's reporter Marla Damati with the latest in our special PACER Plus series.
The Pacific is currently battling an NCD crisis. Non-communicable diseases like diabetes, heart disease and cancer are the region's biggest killers. The WHO says they're responsible for 75% of deaths. It's something that's very personal for Tonga's health minister, Dr. Amelia Afuha'omangu Tuipulotu.
I used to be very healthy before when I went to school in Australia. I was a gymnastic and I used to go to the gym, and I come back to Tonga, got married and put on huge amount of weight.
She says while everyone should take responsibility for their own actions, she believes the only way to tackle the NCD crisis is to do it as a community.
A person has a personal responsibility to do something about their own health and their own well-being going forward. But of course, a person or a community will not be able to flourish unless there is a supporting systems and supporting layers within the community. So we are looking into promoting a new NCD strategy in one of our remote islands as a pilot work. And that is something that I'm very interested in. And what I am advocating for is for us health professionals to be courageous and take the lead. We will need to make radical and major changes to our lives and our lifestyle, our food and our activity, in order for us to be best model to our population.
The Pacific's current NCD crisis is blamed largely on unhealthy imported foods that are generally cheaper and more convenient than homegrown and cooked produce. There are some fears the new PACER Plus free trade deal might just make things worse.
The concern for those of us in public health would be that the undesirable, unhealthy goods would get freely imported into the islands. And I refer in particular to highly processed fatty, salty, sugared, highly processed food, and indeed sugared soft drinks.
Dr. Colin Tukuitonga is one of the Pacific's leading public health experts, now an associate professor at the University of Auckland. He's worried by one of the trade deal's key features. That means the selection of Australian and New Zealand exports to the Pacific will have their tariffs reduced, making them cheaper to buy.
And most islands, many islands, half of what they already eat are imported, highly processed food items. And if you have a trade agreement that facilitates even freer movement of those goods, then one would imagine it'll aggravate a problem that's already at crisis point.
The tariffs won't be removed immediately, and their rates will differ from country to country, but the plan is that almost 90% of Australian and Pacific exports to the region will eventually have zero tariffs within the next 30 years. That will include a range of ultra-processed food, alcohol and tobacco, which are all linked to NCDs. For example, there'll be no tariffs on cigarettes in Cook Islands within just 3 years. But Samoa isn't removing its tobacco tariffs, which remain at 35% despite the deal. Concerns about tobacco tariffs have been raised during PACER Plus negotiations by a range of organisations. The Australian Public Health Association had described it as unconscionable for Australia to support the reduction of tariffs on tobacco products. And people like Dr. Patricia Ranald, who is the convener at the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network, are worried the deal will make unhealthy foods more appealing.
When you reduce tariffs on imported and highly processed foods and make them cheaper and more available in small farming and fishing island economies, it can have an impact on health. Again, there have been public health studies which show that what tends to happen is that people's diets change and they rely more on these cheap imported processed foods rather than locally produced food, which is actually less processed, less fatty, less sugar, etc. So that's a possible impact on health.
But supporters of the Pacer Plus deal do point to parts of the agreement they argue will support public health measures in the Pacific, such as reduced tariffs on things like personal protection equipment, medicines, and even medical equipment. And despite his concerns, Dr. Tukui Tonga says that there are opportunities outside of Pacer Plus which can help ensure Australia and New Zealand support the Pacific's public health systems.
So I would expect, particularly Australia and New Zealand, to highlight the issue of public health, not just encouraging free trade. And certainly in the islands, I would encourage them to ensure that the public health dimensions are lifted and highlighted.
That was Dr. Colin Tukui Tonga, one of the Pacific's leading public health experts, now an associate professor at the University of Auckland, and that report from Marla Damati.